The next two LOS ask us to compare execution, validity, and clearing instructions, and to compare market orders with limit orders. Securities dealers provide prices at which they will buy and sell shares. The bid price is the price at which a dealer will buy a security. The ask or offer price is the price at which a dealer will sell a security. The difference between the bid and ask prices is referred to as the bid-ask spread and is the source of a dealer's compensation. The bid and ask are quoted for specific trade sizes, the bid size, and ask size. The quotation in the market is the highest dealer bid and lowest dealer ask from among all dealers in a particular security. More liquid securities have market quotations with bid-ask spreads that are lower as a percentage of the share price and therefore have lower transactions costs for the investors. Traders who post bids and offers are said to make a market, while those who trade with them at posted prices are said to take the market. When investors want to buy or sell, they must enter orders that specify the size of the trade and whether to buy or sell. The order can also include execution instructions that specify how to trade, validity instructions that specify when the order can be filled, and clearing instructions that specify how to settle the trade. The most common execution instructions are market or limit orders. A market order instructs the broker to execute the trade immediately at the best possible price. A limit order places a minimum execution price on sell orders and a maximum execution price on buy orders. For example, a buy order with a limit of $6 will be executed immediately as long as the shares can be purchased for $6 or less. A market order is often appropriate when the trader wants to execute quickly, as when the trader has information she believes is not yet reflected in market prices. The disadvantage of market orders is that they may execute at unfavorable prices, especially if the security has low trading volume relative to the order size. A market buy order may execute at a high price, or a market sell order may execute at a low price. Executing at an unfavorable price represents a concession by the trader for immediate liquidity. Unfortunately, these price concessions are unpredictable. To avoid price execution uncertainty, a trader can place a limit order instead of the market order. The disadvantage of the limit order is that it might not be filled. For example, if a trader places a limit buy order of $50 and no one is willing to sell at $50, the order will not be filled. Furthermore, if the stock price rises over time, the trader misses out on the gains. A limit buy order above the best ask or a limit sell order below the best bid are said to be marketable or aggressively priced because at least part of the order is likely to execute immediately. If the limit price is between the best bid and the best ask, a limit order is said to be making a new market or inside the market. Limit orders waiting to execute are called standing limit orders. A limit buy order at the best bid or a limit sell order at the best ask are said to make the market. Again, the order might not be filled. A buy order with a limit price below the best bid or a sell order with a limit price above the best ask is said to be behind the market. It will likely not execute until security prices move toward the limit price. A limit buy order with a price considerably lower than the best bid or a limit sell order with a price significantly higher than the best ask is said to be far from the market. Other execution instructions concern the volume of the trade. All or nothing orders execute only if the whole order can be filled. Orders can specify the minimum size of a trade, which is beneficial when trading costs depend on the number of executed trades rather than the size of the order. Trade visibility can also be specified. Hidden orders are those for which only the broker or exchange knows the trade size. These are useful for investors that have a large amount to trade and do not want to reveal their intentions. Traders can also specify display size, where some of the trade is visible to the market, but the rest is not. These are also referred to as iceberg orders because part or most of the order is hidden from view. They allow the investor to advertise some of the trade, with the rest of the trade potentially executed once the visible part has executed. Sometimes entering trades for part of the position the trader wishes to establish is a way to estimate the liquidity of, or the buying interest in, the security in question. Validity instructions specify when an order should be executed. Most orders are day orders, meaning they expire if unfilled by the end of the trading day. Good till canceled orders last until they are filled. Immediate or cancel orders are canceled unless they can be filled immediately. They are also known as fill or kill orders. Good on close orders are only filled at the end of the trading day. If they are market orders, they are referred to as market on close orders. These are often used by mutual funds because their portfolios are valued using closing prices. There are also good on open orders. Stop orders are those that are not executed unless the stop price has been met. They are often referred to as stop loss orders because they can be used to prevent losses or to protect profits. Suppose an investor purchases a stock for $50. If the investor wants to sell out of the position if the price falls 10% to $45, he can enter a stop sell order at $45. If the stock trades down to $45 or lower, this triggers a market order to sell. There is no guarantee that the order will execute at $45, and a rapidly falling stock could be sold at a price significantly lower than $45. A stop buy is entered with a stop or trigger above the current market price. There are two primary reasons a trader would enter a stop buy order. First, a trader with a short position could attempt to limit losses from an increasing stock price with a stop buy order. Second, it is often said that you don't get paid for being right until the market agrees with you. With this in mind, an investor who believes a stock is undervalued but does not wish to own it until there are signs that market participants are being convinced of this undervaluation may place a stop buy order at a price some specific percentage above the current price. Note that stop orders reinforce market momentum. Stop sell orders execute when market prices are falling, and stop buy orders execute when the market is rising. Execution prices for stop orders are therefore often unfavorable. Clearing instructions tell the trader how to clear and settle a trade. They are usually standing instructions and not attached to an order. Retail trades are typically cleared and settled by the broker, whereas institutional trades may be settled by a custodian or another broker, which might be the trader's prime broker. Using two brokers allows the investor to keep one broker as their prime broker for margin and custodial services, while using a variety of other brokers for specialized execution. One important clearing instruction is whether a sell order is a short sale or long sale. In the former, the broker must confirm that the security can be borrowed, and in the latter, that the security can be delivered.